Both people running for seat E have served on the assembly. Sean Tackey served for 3 years, and Jimmy Cash has served a year and is the incumbent in this seat. Cash homeschools his 5 children and runs a contracting company. He says maintenance should be the borough's spending priority.
Because as the buildings in the borough get older and worn down, those issues are going to get worse and worse. And a lot of those buildings include a school building. That affects everything, not just education, but the overall budget of the borough.
He'd like to consider privatizing the Carlson Center and have the community support military veterans who retire here. Sean Tackey is a small business owner with 2 children in public schools, which he says should be the borough's priority.
A lot of the services that we have are already razor thin. Making sure that we do have an adequately funded education is very important. Where to take it from? Public Works might be a little bit. We've taken a little bit of savings from there already. Solid Waste Disposal can have a little bit of a conversation as well. Yeah, it's pretty tight already.
Running for seat H, Aaron Legiski is serving a 3-year term on the assembly, having authored a maintenance ordinance requiring 7% of the budget be slated for fixing things. He runs a tourism company.
The area that needs the funding the most might be counterintuitive, but it is going to be facilities maintenance. We've seen the problem if you defer maintenance year after year after year. Imagine when that happens to a major school and suddenly teachers can't come to work. That is a very realistic possibility if we don't plan wisely.
Ryan Van Rienen introduced himself as a laborer and father of 2.
We've got 5,600 people coming here as part of the F-35 program. They don't have to bring their families here, but we want them to. They're going to look at whether or not we're providing a sound, quality educational system. As for where I cut it from, I said this in a past forum, as much as I like our parks and trails, if it came down to a choice between a trail and a teacher, I will always choose a teacher.
3 people are running for seat D, left vacant by Christopher Quist. Donald Crocker works in student support at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and volunteers with Breadline and the Fairbanks Children's Museum. He emphasized funding the school district.
With the things that are going on with the pandemic, the school district will need adequate education funding. On top of that, that is an economic driver. As we see an increase in military personnel coming, they're also bringing their families with them. When they look at the school and the budget, they see that we are adequately funding education. They'll want to bring their families with them.
Crocker says he wants more collaboration among nonprofits providing services and more transparency in borough operations. If he had to pull funding from somewhere else, he would look into cutting the solid waste division. Tammy Wilson served on the assembly before and in the Alaska State Legislature. Her priority for funding is the borough-wide emergency services.
Ambulance service, I just want to make sure that there's a distinction between ambulance and fire service. Fire service areas, each area pays for those. We're borough-wide when it comes to ambulances. We are not paying our fair share at this point.
Wilson said revenue could come from increased land sales to put public land into private hands. Chris Ludke says he wants to eliminate most government.
I'm running to end government theft. I think if everyone was allowed to keep their income at all levels, property tax, income tax, the economy would be a lot healthier, more small businesses would be successful.
Ludke made a surprise announcement at the end of the event, saying he would vote for Tammy Wilson, but he would keep advocating for no taxes. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 6th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.